No, wait. Yeah, so you said what?
Here you go. I'm more than happy for you to be friends with whoever you want, as long as they're not actively trying to bang you or poison you against me.
And do you think anyone is currently actively trying to bang me?
No.
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 And you know that because you went through my phone?
Yes.
And checked everything, all the voice messages?
I believe, not all of them, I don't have time to listen to every fucking voice message that you've got.
But you disagreed with the tone of my voice when I explained some facts, but the
tone was bad. That's wrong. What I'm saying is that how you describe my reasonable request for you to not speak to somebody who actively tries to poison you against me, actively tries to sleep with you while we're together, and actively encourages you not to sleep with me while we're together. My request for you to not speak to them is perfectly reasonable. If you ask any other person if they would like their partner speaking to somebody who's constantly trying to poison them against them and leave them, they would say no.
So then you said, you went through my phone to check if I spoke to Lee. You discovered I wasn't speaking to Lee. Yeah. So you went through all the other conversations
I didn't go through everything.
In WhatsApp. And then I said that, I said to the woman in the park, oh, but he hasn't hurt me since we're back together, in order to make you feel, you're like, oh, why did you tell the woman in the park that I hurt you in the past? So then we're at the point that I'm now hearing that I'm not allowed to tell anyone that you ever hurt me. Is that correct? So I am allowed, but not the woman in the park and not
Catherine, it's not okay for you to just go around telling random people on dog walks all about the intimate details of our relationship. Pick another topic. You can still have friends without telling the whole fucking town that I'm an abuser. What do you think it's going to make me while I live in Congleton? If you're going around and every time you meet someone, you're like, oh, by the way, my husband
that's not exactly
me.
How it went.
My husband abuses me. This is what it looks
like. We were walking. We've known each other for a few times. We've always had nice, pleasant conversations. Then she asked me, how are you doing? I was in the middle of PTSDing, and I break down crying, and she pulled it out of me. Because I'm still pretty vulnerable, and I still have PTSD.
I get that.
And you get defensive and attack me every single time when I bring up that you had me arrested because you went around telling people that I hurt you. Now I'm recycling, so that's not okay. But speaking to other people about it is also not okay. So I just have to get over it, right?
I'm not saying that at all, Catherine. That is not what I'm saying. It really isn't. You can talk to whoever the fuck you like. All that, my only issue with everything...
It's not that I'm traumatized because of what happened last year.
My only issue with everything is how you describe my reasonable request for you to not speak to Lee. You make it sound like I forbid you to speak to people. Did you forbid me to speak to Lee?
Did you?
Yes, of course I did. Of course, because he's trying to fuck you. He's acting. Oh my God. See what I mean? You need to wrap your head around my reasonable request.
Fab, you need to go to work.
I know.
You're gonna be late.
I know. I just want this on record. My only issue is this Lee thing.
I will listen to this
That's
again.
That's my only issue, is you don't seem to realise that this reasonable request isn't me forbidding you from having friends. Speak to Kevin. Speak to...
Who's at the door? Musky? Why was he out? Are you okay, Musty?
He forgot his keys, I think. That's my only thing. It's literally...
So your thing is that I explained to Keith why I'm looking for a new friend, because I'm not allowed to speak to my old best friend.
No, you say, how you describe me asking you to not speak to Lee makes it sound like I don't let you have any friends and I just keep you prisoner in the house, which is a fucking lie. It's a lie.
So I'm allowed to talk to Keith?
Of course, I don't give a shit. As long as he's not trying to fuck you, I don't care.
And I'm allowed to talk to the professor.
You can go for coffees with him. Go for a drink with him.
I don't want to. What's the point?
But you're the one who's making it out like that I'm not letting you do anything or see anyone. And that's not the case. My only issue for the fifth or millionth fucking time is that you describe my reasonable request of asking you not to speak to Lee because of all the reasons that we've mentioned in the past. You don't give any of the context to these people that you talk to. You just make it confirm their bias that I'm just going to do something and I'm just stopping you from having friends, which is not true. You not giving the context regarding Lee is a lie.
The context,
and it makes me look way worse than I actually am.
The context is that Lee stayed here. He moved in this with snow. Me instantly because I was scared that you're going to run around like fucking Amber Heard, telling everyone I rape you every night and threw bottles and knives in your face.
I'm getting better. I've slipped up. I've fucked up by doing this. I'm fully aware of that. I fucked up. Like, I'm sorry. After the fucking shaming thing, I'm sorry. Like, there's a little bit of mistrust there. Like, I'm sorry. It'll go in time. Well, there wasn't. I didn't think that last time. I'm a very trusting person. Like, I've never done this before.
We've not been fine in the weeks leading up to me ending it. I have been quiet and smiling and not saying anything because you didn't seem to really understand the impact of what you've done to me. You know, it's one thing to get scolded, it's one thing to get yelled at, it's one thing to get insulted over and over again. It's one thing to give all your money and all your free time and all your energy to the man you love. And then get arrested for alleged assault. With my joints, with my everything. Fucking ridiculous. You're huge, you're muscular. Like, it's so fucking ridiculous.
I know.
The fact that you convinced people that you were crying to the police officer. She hurt me, what the fuck?
It makes me think you're a really great actor.
That's what I think.
You're recycling now. You're recycling. And this is not going anywhere. You're just rehashing and PTSDing the same points again. This is a new problem.
It's a new problem that you went through my phone. I found a new friend. And the way I explained to him why I don't speak to my old friend, the tone of how I... let me just rephrase that because I'm going to listen to this once I'm
It's not just this. It's the lack of context, Catherine. Just because I use one word... What I mean is the lack of context. And it's the tone as well, because you make it sound like I'm forbidding you from speaking to
people. So what I said to Keith is factually correct, but the lack of context and tone make it bad.
I don't get how you don't understand that. I really don't understand how you saying, I'm not allowed to speak to my best friend.
So I've put something wrong in one voice message to my friend, after you've gone through all my voice messages and text messages.
Can I just get this? Oh, no, I've lost my train of thought. Fuck.
Look, I need to tend to the dog and you really need to go to work, Pat. I will think about all this
I'm not an impulsive person. Ditch me and fucking kick me out on my arse. Right, I've got to move all my stuff now.
I need to think about this, and this is not a decision that I will take in a few hours.
Okay, can I just
never
get one thing? Sorry, I've got my train of thought back. Can I just say this quick on the recording? Right. There's two ways you can say something, yeah? You can either say, my abusive ex has forbidden me to speak to my best friend, or you can say, the ex who, through his borderline, that he's now been working on for the past year in therapy.
I see where you're going with this. It's okay. Right. I understand. Yes. You want me to emphasize more. I mean, honestly.
What Lee did, proposing to you on escalators, trying to fuck you, asking for anal after me and you have just had
sex.
When
did he try to fuck me other than the time when I was here alone and he supported me? No, he never asked me for sex. That's the whole point, remember?
He knocked on the door and asked you for anal when he found out that we'd had sex.
No, he did. No. Can you want me to put the story straight? He didn't knock on the door. He did come over that night. We already had a meeting arranged. And then on that day, you and me met in the pub. Okay?
Yeah.
So we weren't together.
And we had sex. And then you said that he came out and he asked for anal on the doorstep. And you're like, no.
No, not on the doorstep. He came inside.
He did ask for anal.
I didn't tell him. Yeah, but can you want to hear the story or not? So him and I were meeting as friends, as we always do. And I confessed to him that I had just seen you and we slept together.
Yeah.
Okay? And he was on the couch and I was standing in the living room feeling really ashamed and really dirty and like, oh, fuck, I've just slept with Fabian. Okay, that was the first time we slept together after everything happened. Mm. Okay, and then he said something really bizarre, which was, "Can I fuck you?" And yes, no, you know. So that was really, but I'm like, "What? Can you get out now?" And then that was the end of the evening.
Catherine, I'm sorry.
And if anything, you should thank him because that made me more sure than anything in the world that I should never be with that dickhead.
Catherine, he sends you voice notes. Saying all this fucking horrible shit.
I don't know how long this recording will be. So it's actually finished ages ago. It doesn't